The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Section. Talking about a revolution. Our school books would like us to believe that social change must always be gradual and peaceful. Sudden, abrupt changes are seen as disruptions of a normal functioning society. Respectable society looks upon mass protest, civil disobedience, strikes, disruption, and revolution with horror. But fundamental social change rarely comes gradually. Industrial unions didn't come to this country by the gradual addition, year after year, of a few new unions. On the contrary, mass industrial unionism came in an explosion of organizing and mass strikes over a period of about 5 years, from 1934 to 1938. The gains of the civil rights movement were achieved through heroic civil disobedience and mass protest in the face of systematic racist terror. While governments cautioned the governed to act peacefully and refrain from drastic action, they themselves reserve the right to use overwhelming force. There was nothing gradual about the invasion of Iraq. Moreover, the modern capitalist class rose to power on the basis of revolutionary violence. The heirs of 1776 are no exception. Gradualness and big leaps are complementary and contradictory aspects of history, one preparing the conditions for the other. As Trotsky wrote, quote, "For us, it is enough to know that gradualness in various spheres of life go hand in hand with catastrophes, breaks, and upward and downward leaps. The long process of competition between two states gradually prepares for war. The discontent of exploited workers gradually prepares a strike. The bad management of a bank gradually prepares a bankruptcy." End quote. We could add, the perpetual poisoning of the planet gradually leads to environmental catastrophe. Revolution is the ultimate social leap, a period when the gradual accumulation of mass bitterness and anger of the exploited and oppressed coalesces and bursts forth into a mass movement to overturn existing social relations and replace them with new ones. A few days of revolutionary upheaval bring more changes than decades of, quote, normal development. Rulers and systems that seemed invincible and immovable are suddenly, unceremoniously toppled. Revolution is not an aberration in an otherwise smoothly functioning society. Force, wrote Engels, can play a revolutionary role. In the words of Marx, it is the midwife of a very old society, pregnant with a new one. It is the instrument with the aid of which social movement forces its way through and shatters the dead, fossilized political forms. End quote. The last three centuries have been filled not only with wars, also with revolutions and near revolutions. A list of only some of these gives us an idea of the scope of revolutionary upheaval since the dawn of modern capitalism. The American Revolution, 1776 to 87. The French Revolution, 1789 to 94. The U.S. Civil War, 1861 to 65. The European Revolutions of 1848. The Russian Revolutions, 1905 and 1917. The German Revolution, 19 to 23. China, 1925 to 27. The Spanish Civil War, 1936 to 39. The Hungarian Revolution, 1956. Chile, 1973. Portugal, 1974-75. Iran, 1979. Poland's Solidarnosc Uprising, 1980-81. This partial list is enough to put to rest the notion that revolutions are rare or unusual occurrences. What is striking in all the 20th century revolutions is the central role of mass strikes and of working class self-organization in the form of elected councils of workers' delegates, by whatever name they are called. End section.